Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday. Chicago's new travel order requires anyone entering or returning to the city from more than a dozen states to quarantine for 2 weeks. Let's talk about application of the directive with Joe Schwederman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddock Institute at DePaul University. Joe, I mean, how do you even begin to enforce this? It sounds like it really is just a voluntary thing.
Oh, this is. You're really the city, Mayor Lightfoot's appealing to this sort of ethical sense of people. And I think what's notable about this is it took effect so quickly. So a lot of people had flights already booked and so forth. And they're a little bit confused. They're getting mixed signals that, you know, American is filling flights up full. And then when they get back, they have to quarantine. So it really puts people in a tough spot to decide how to handle this.
Do you think that employers could possibly start asking people about vacations where they're going to make sure they're not going to hotspots or something like that?
I think that's exactly the direction we're going to go. Now, the city said they may send out teams or are going to send out teams to enforce. That's a little bit uncharted waters. We haven't seen that sort of compliance effort happen before. I think, though, people feel, you know, if I'm if the word spreads that I've been out somewhere, I get COVID, certainly there are times where you have to work with employers who may be held liable if they don't do some common sense measures to make sure people comply. So we'll see how this plays out, but you're exactly right that employers are going to have to start monitoring their employees a bit more than they have in the past, and that's a tough call.
How do we know where the hotspots are? I mean, we know Florida, we know Texas, because they've been in the news a lot, but any advice you have for those who are planning trips to find out if they might be potentially going into one of those?
Yeah, I think you really look at the number of cases they have, you know, per 1,000 population. There's clear metrics, and we're seeing that those dozen or so states that are on the list really have seen outbreaks. And you know, the quarantine isn't as onerous as a lot of people think. If you work from home, a lot of times there's ways to sort of manage that. But right now, there's the big problem I think people have is they don't know how long this travel order is going to take effect. So it's very hard to do advanced planning. You know, should I book a trip in Thanksgiving? Will it still be in place then? Should I rethink my vacation? All that's putting people in a real tough spot. And the city certainly going to have to keep the public informed as they take states on and off this list.
Joe, right now on airplanes, we've been talking a lot about that middle seat going away on some airlines. Are people wearing masks through the entire flight? Is it being enforced by the air attendants? Do you know anything about that?
Well, we are seeing good compliance on the airplanes. We've seen a real good response of the airlines to, you know, to sanitize the equipment. And there is sort of a good behavioral pattern we're seeing at the airports where people are social distancing. You know, but the fact is, if there's more and more reports of flights going out full, and just the density of people on flights, you know, gives people pause. And I think we're in a kind of a trial period here to see if the voluntary, when airlines notify you their flight's going to be full, you can voluntarily move to another flight. We're not sure how well that process works, but boy, it's going to be tested in August.
And what is the on the travel front, what is the state of the industry right now as far as we had the slow reopenings in some many cases, and then some of the states that opened early, we're seeing the cases rising again. Well, how's that played out?
Oh, that's certainly this summer, late summer, V-shaped recovery you hope to see probably isn't going to happen, mostly because a lot of the states that are seeing rising travel are really strong destinations, you know, Florida, Arizona, and so forth. But right now, American and United are really going to ramp up their flight schedules, even with this latest outbreak, particularly American, which is going to go basically to a full schedule. And that's it's maybe optimistic, given how we're seeing this second wave and seeing some pullbacks again. But right now, the airlines are bullish, but there may be a little over-optimism in the air.
That's Joe Schwiederman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddock Institute at DePaul University.